This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Jason Goldman.
We literally get down on our hands and knees and start slowly sifting through the leaf litter looking for bits of hair or a little chunk of bone.
Tom Gable is tracking a predator. In fact, he's tracking a whole pack of them.
Oh, it's very much like a crime scene investigation.
Since 2015, the University of Minnesota conservation biologist has used GPS collars to track 30 wolves inside Voyageurs National Park. Those collars led Gable and his team to kill sites. And there, amid the leaf litter, were bloodied bits of fur and bone, clues about how wolves alter the ecosystems they live and hunt and kill in. The long-term study is, in a way, a quest to broaden a science story that goes back 25 years. For wildlife ecologists, the story of the reintroduction of wolves to the greater Yellowstone ecosystem on January 12, 1995, has become canonical. The story goes something like this. As the elk grew to fear the wolves, they changed where and how they foraged. That gave willows, cottonwoods, and aspens a better chance to grow near streams. It also meant more riverside berries for foraging grizzly bears. And it led to alterations in the flow of those streams, sending water in new directions. Wolves outcompete coyotes for access to prey, so coyote populations plummeted, which led to a rise in fox, rabbit, and ground-nesting bird numbers, and so on. Ecologists call this row of biological dominoes a trophic cascade.
Regardless of your inclination, I think it's hard not to be like, wow, this is amazing, right? If that is true, that's really incredible.
New findings cast some doubt on the idea that wolves primarily regulate the greater Yellowstone ecosystem through fear and intimidation. And regardless of the situation there, very little research has been conducted on this question in ecosystems that don't resemble the mountains and grasslands of Yellowstone. Which brings us back to the boreal forests of northern Minnesota, and the ground that Tom Gable and his team have been crawling over the last few years.